There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Share ideas on My Cool Inventions, extension of the Doug Good Day program, and the mind of John Cremins, who, along with me and Molly Page and Rich McFadden, Akos is on his way back from England, having sold.
Actually, yeah, he sold out everything.
Sold. That
was his invention, the S2O laundry sheets.
Yes. There are a lot of, you know, when you think about what it is that makes people successful. When you come up with ideas, which is what we extol the value and virtue of. You notice, by the way, that Shark Tank won the television awards this weekend. Shark Tank won for the best reality show. Did you see that, John?
Actually, I don't watch a lot of television. I try not to.
Right.
But you know what though?
After all those years on TV, I don't want to watch any more TV.
I think that's more that's a more positive reality show than all the other garbage that's out there, like the Kardashians and all that stuff.
Oh, God.
Really? I'd much rather see, you know, Americans trying to make it, you know, good stories.
Yeah.
Granted, a lot of the deals that go through Shark Tank pretty much fall through.
Yeah, do they really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Actually,
how do you mean? Explain that, will you?
What happens is you sign a contract when you go on, and at one time they were actually asking for 5% of your company or 5% equity before you even got on the show.
Even if nobody gives you an investment, you have to give the show a 5%?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. For your appearance. And so I think they've gotten rid of that recently, but the problem is that, you know, they make a great show, and then they make the deal, and it's, oh my gosh, it's going to be powerful. They got great TV. And then once it gets off the show, then they get vetted. So now let's say Yurkovic or a Greener goes in and says, okay, I want to invest in your company. But then they're gonna do their own due diligence, right? They're not just going to give you $200,000 on a whim just because they like your pitch.
Right.
They're going to do and a lot of those deals fall through. I was talking to a woman that, I don't know if you remember the
show. It's misleading. What they say on the show then is kind of misleading.
No, it's just like feel good moment, and you've got somebody's interest there involved, but then it gets to the final intricacies of the deal, right?
Yeah,
that's where they end up falling through a lot. I talked to one lady who had the bed bug trap. It was a bed bug trap. They all loved it. They fought over it, and it got to the point where they all took a stake, and then they all fell out during the vetting process after the process. And they don't usually show that. I mean, they'll show that. I mean, if a good deal does
good
stuff,
they show
a good deal.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make for good TV. But it does inspire a lot of people. And a lot of people learn from the pitches, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like they do on this show, right?
Yeah.
With you and me and Akos. They listen, they hear it, and they get an idea. And they say, well, I can do that. And so they try. And if we give away that part of it all, and they get tired of not trying, that's when we start losing, right?
Yeah.
So it's good to be an inspiration. And I think that show, if they did win over the weekend, that's very cool.
Yeah. All right.
I think we're on the right track.
We're on the right track.
Helping entrepreneurs.
Yep. Last week, by the way, Robert Diéguez, is that how you pronounce it? Is it Diéguez?
Diéguez.
The strike plate locks that were, this is a former police officer, and he pointed out that if you put one of those locks on your back door and you kick it a couple of times, because the screws don't go into the wood very far, there's not much strength there, but it'll make a lot of noise. It depends on what you're trying to do in terms of actually protecting your house. I know I put them up on my door because Meredith was concerned about security because I didn't have any locks.
Yeah, but you live in the country.
Doors. Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. I mean, I remember, when I lived in the little town outside of the Twin Cities, we never locked our door.
Even
we go away for the day, go to school, or mom and dad would work, and we never locked our doors.
All right, so this guy figured out a way to make these really strong, got 100% approval for his visit here last Tuesday, and so he's the winner for the week. This week, we have a nice variety. Taylor Ryder will be with us in What is this? What do we have? Shower space. Yeah, okay.
It's very cool.
That's in a minute or two. I'm just looking at the dates. I think we have the date off by one day. Tomorrow, Todd Jones. And
You're right. Why did I notice that?
Listen.
I noticed that.
But I can read now. At least the font's big enough so I can read this stuff. So I knew it was the wrong day.
That was the supersized Doug font.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
There's a new handbag that this fellow wants to tell us about tomorrow.
The girls would love this.
Ladies.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Tomorrow, the bag, Molly. This is going to be a big thing for you.
Can I get a preview?
Yeah. I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
But the thing, it's got an expandable handle, and the inside of it you can actually change. Meaning that it's because it's see through. The bag can be customized to whatever you want. You can put a fabric in there. You can put pictures in there, and that's the outside of the bag. It's very cool. We met this guy in San Diego. I think it's a home run. I really do. Mm. I'm surprised that nobody's hit on him yet for this, for this, or at least the designer, because it's so ingenious and so unique and so different. I think you really will like it. It's very, very cool.
Later in the week, David Pender has a power brush. It's a power tool for cleaning the floor, the wall.
Your tile, also your car.
Right.
It has attachment brushes. Thing looks like a. I want to say it came out of the design of a screwdriver or one of those grills, right? A power tool. But now he's got a prototype where it's all in plastic and it really looks very, very cool. It's another one of those items that, you know, fit into the cleaning category for homes. And, you know, people don't like to bend over to clean their floors anyway.
No, of course not. They don't want to clean. Never mind bend over to clean.
Well, yeah, then, especially to put tile and everything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Later in the week, Lou Beyer has a beverage wrap. It's made out of rubber. Is that it? I'm trying to figure this out.
Oh, this one's... I was just talking to Scott Ledge, the morning guy here on ATR. And I was like going, okay, dude, we were talking about the races last weekend. And, you know, this is a NASCAR-inspired can coolie.
Mm-hmm.
It's actual tires that wrap around your can.
Wrap rubber around your can. That's the highlight.
When they met him in Minnesota, it was so different.
Of course it was.
He's like... he's got... he had a... I guess models, you know, like car models and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had these huge tires for these big trucks.
Yeah.
You know, like the monster truck models.
Yeah.
So they figured, well, wait a minute. If I put three of those together, stacked up, I could actually put a can in the middle of all those.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit on the NASCAR events, NASCAR people would love it.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely love it. So it's a different invention, but it's one of those that we found when going to these expos and conventions.
All right. That's a highlight or a run through of the highlights that are expected this week on My Cool Inventions Radio. It's 14 past the hour.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestaples.com for details.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals and over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck. Or exotic and gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished acacia. It's hard to find at other stores, but we've got it for $2.99. Plus, save as much as 45% on high-quality laminate and vinyl wood plank. And get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top-quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
17 after the hour, John Creeman's Doug Steffen, Molly Page, Rich McFadden on My Cool Inventions. I was thinking about one of the categories we don't have a lot of play, and I'm saying this because it would be nice to encourage people to do more food, because there are so many food faddists, and the fact that we have fat out, cleansing in, there are a lot of people who have come up with things. We know that there are fads, but they're supposedly healthy fads. What's hot in the new cooking department? I noticed that a lot of people are eating insects these days, and they're eating them. When you say, I don't want to eat an ant. Well, ants and or other things that are like that are actually quite good for you. And there are people that have dipped them in chocolate, people who have cooked them in special oils. I'm giving you this because I think there's an idea. There's bound to be an idea here. Nutrition, fitness, cooking things that are unusual.
What's the idea?
Sound tasty to you, Molly?
No, I think this just lets us know that we need faster pizza delivery.
Yes.
Eating ants.
Yes. I mean, why do you eat the insects, for heaven's sakes?
Because they're good for you.
Protein.
Have you guys eaten them?
Or cows.
Say again?
I said sore cows.
Well, beef. No.
Meat.
Cows are good.
Have you guys eaten the bugs, though?
Yes.
I ate one once.
Once? I think that says it all right there.
I didn't really know it until after the fact. I was at this very high visibility. I was in a party in some European. I've forgotten where it was, but I was invited to a really upscale, I'm talking about really upscale party, where normally people were...
You have corduroys on?
The donation, no, I had a tux on.
Okay, good.
The donation to get through the door was like $4,000 for whatever the event was. But the food that was there was all kinds of stuff. I can't remember whether it was in Europe or Asia, but someplace I went and the food, it looked good until you found out what it was.
That's a trick. $4,000 to get in, and they serve you bugs that they scraped up from somewhere.
What
if they ground up a bunch of grasshoppers and made them into a meal and then put them in a cracker?
But that's
that not knowing.
You wouldn't. You're not paying attention to it. They say, this tastes like chicken. What is it?
It has to have chicken draped on it.
Well, maybe. I noticed
you guys have not, put this into your morning routine. We don't have Wheaties.
Well, we're coming up with ideas. Maybe that's an extreme idea. But we're looking for new food ideas here on My Cool Inventions.
Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program. Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My Cool Inventions Radio. Again, stand by for our inventor of the day today, Taylor Ryder. What a great name. That sounds like somebody who should be an actor or actress.
Yeah.
This male or female, Taylor?
I'm assuming it's a male.
Really? Well, but Taylor Swift spells her name the same way, and that's a lady's name.
Why would you assume that, Joe?
Yeah, come on, Joe. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Over the weekend, I was reading a motivating book by a woman named Dudley Reese. I don't know.
I'm going to look that up. Somebody look Dudley Reese up, because I can't believe that's a girl's name.
Really? Okay.
Call their daughter
Dudley?
Here's
what you do. Just Google women named Dudley and see what you come up with. All right,
really?
Molly, will you do that? Women named Dudley. My given name is Dudley. That's why we're having this conversation. Mostly, but it's like Meredith. Meredith is a woman's name for the most part, but yet there are men who... There was a great composer, Meredith Wilson, who was, a great show tune. I don't know, lyrics or music, but Meredith Wilson, a lot of plays, musicals, that sort of thing. So there are women who have men's names and men... But where does it say that... unless you're a James or a Richard or something, I can't imagine a woman being named Richard or John. But what's the female of John? Joanna? What's the
Jane,
female?
Probably.
What's the female of John? I think it's more direct than that. Molly, what would be the masculine?
I am not seeing any women named Dudley. I'm seeing a lot of women with the last name of
Dudley. Last name Dudley.
No.
Yeah.
I looked up women named Dudley, and there's,
women with first name. Just Google first name, women with first name Dudley.
Okay.
See what comes up.
Oh, and by the way, Molly's Folly won last Friday, by the way.
Molly's.
Everybody was asking, questioning.
Really?
Molly's Folly won, yes.
Really?
Aww.
How's going, Molly?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Great job.
For those of you who
voting was crazy, by the way.
Yeah, you cheated.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Why would I cheat?
Because you wanted to be.
I fell into your own hole.
I was in such a weird mood that day. Yeah, I know you were.
So my pitching with Billy was completely way terrible.
You were awful.
And now today I'm all excited. Really? Because I know I've been chatty today, but
it's good.
You know, because my daughter got engaged.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Molly, would you do this to your dad? You know, say you get engaged, right? So instead of telling or calling your dad immediately that night, you put it on Facebook. Like you got a video and you've got a bunch of pictures and everybody knows about it, but your dad. And I pretend that I don't know about it all day yesterday, thinking, well, she'll call me, and she didn't call me.
Really?
Then she gives me a note last night. Hey, Dad, it's been a busy weekend. I need to talk to you immediately. I'll call you in the morning.
How old is she?
26.
Yeah, at that age, especially if you're in love, your mind does not function well.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Like, I gave her the doubt.
Yeah.
The benefit of the doubt you gave her, really.
You just automatically, I think at that age.
In your hand, you automatically post.
Yeah, you just automatically go to Facebook, and then you think, I've got to tell Dad one-on-one.
What a horrible comment on reality. You go to
post. Is that the way it's going to happen from now on?
My God.
By the way, Dad, I just had a kid. I just had a daughter. She's 6 months. What? Yeah. I mean, that's not right.
Yeah. No, there's nothing positive about that.
Well, because it's not one-on-one anymore. That's why people generally don't send emails and everything.
Person-to-person is all about. So by taking that element out, what are we doing to our image of ourselves?
I don't know. Maybe it's just that it's the world of this old technology just taking over everything in our lives, right?
Well,
everything's a press release for everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, here I've done the press release so everybody knows, and you forget that there are certain people close to you that you need to talk to one-on-one. In the early to mid-20s, that's how people think.
Not an excuse. 28 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals on over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck and gorgeous split strand bamboo for $229. It's easy to install and 2 times harder than red oak. Plus, save as much as 45% on high quality laminate and vinyl wood plank and get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Rejoice, my dear friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Take just a moment to let it envelop you in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore focus and productivity, and finally enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the healing frequency music project. Find out how a devout Christian, author, and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why he claims God told him to create this amazing product. All you have to do is go to WholeTonesSample.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as easily as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTonesSample.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTonesSample.com now.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, it's My Cool Inventions Radio. John Creeman's Molly Page, Doug Steffen, McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're focused on motivating you, getting you to do your best. I had sort of a, I don't want to say slipshod way of looking at things and doing things over my life. I have not always been at my best, doing my best. I have been mediocre at some things. I did a lot of things and still do, but I didn't always put my best effort into them, and therefore they didn't always work well, whether it was business, my personal life, just pretty much anything and everything. I tried to do too much and didn't do anything well. So in the last couple, 3 years, as I've been inspired by somebody who is very inspirational, the idea of doing your best, being your best, is paramount. I threw away all the old clothes, all the old things that represented, not necessarily negative things, but represented things that I could do better at, or if I had better things around me. It isn't always a question of money either, by the way. And I use the example, John, of my father, who was in the clothing business, used to say to me all the time, it wasn't how much you spent for the suit. Most suits, there's not a $1,000 difference between a suit that costs $200 and a suit that costs $1,200. It just doesn't exist, because most of the fabrics are the same.
Yeah.
Most of the way they make it, you know, they can do different things with gluing versus stitching components of the sum of substance under the fabric. But there's not $1,000 worth of difference. So go find a suit that's medium priced, maybe spend $400, $400 or $500 for a good suit, decent suit, and then make sure the accessories, the tie you buy is expensive. The shirt that you buy is expensive. The shoes that you're wearing are the best. So you'll look like $1 million, but you won't have spent all that money. And I believe that that's the case with a lot of people who do knockoffs. There are people who come to us who have ideas that are similar to other ideas that may have been very expensive to do. I mean, you see that in cars. Look at the design of the Range Rover, and then look at the design of the Explorer. The Range Rover and the Explorer, the difference in the production of those vehicles is about $3,500 at cost to the manufacturer. But yet, a Range Rover costs twice what a Ford Explorer costs. And it's just like that kind of stuff. But the way they trim out those Explorers now, or and more to the point, how they trim out the Rovers, the inside, the stitching, the contrasting stitches on the seats, and you know, the way the dashboard is set up and the way everything sort of works, those components are all part of pretty much every car. But it's the way they're presented. It's the way the car looks, the way the car feels. And so when it comes to clothing or it comes to that, your home, you can buy a fairly inexpensive home and you can really trim it up nicely with wonderful furniture. Maybe the paint's better. Maybe the trim that you use around the house is better. All of that sort of thing. I think you can apply it to almost anything and everything. Do you not agree that they're...
Absolutely agree. Yeah. I mean, I've seen you can tell just from a presentation whether it's going to be good or not.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like the Range Rover is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a kind of interesting looking vehicle. The new ones are really super cool.
They are.
I really, 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 really right. like. And I think, oh my God, I'd love to drive that.
You mean the Ford Explorer that's cost twice as much?
No, the Range Rover costs twice as much.
No, the Range Rover.
Right, yeah.
But you know what? And I used to make fun of Range Rovers because I always thought, that's supposed to be some big off-road vehicle or have the ability to do it. And that's when I had my H2, and we'd go on these little rides in the country, and they'd have this special event where
Range Rover. But that H2 is just a Chevrolet chassis. It's all it was.
Well, yeah. But it had a lot of power.
Pickup truck. Oh, yeah.
A lot of good pulling power.
Yeah.
So we're doing this rough ride with Range Rover guys and Hummer guys, and we're going out over sand dunes and in the ponds and, going through lakes and stuff. And, I laughed because I said, oh, look at that. The Range Rover just got stuck in the pond, in the creek right in front of me. So then they pull him out, and then I'm thinking, oh, well, I should have no problem. I get in there and get stuck, right? So guess who pulls me out?
Right.
The Range Rover guy.
Yeah. See, I have...
I'm thinking, well, that's what it was, where a car doesn't look like it's got the kind of power and that kind of durability, and all of a sudden it surprises you.
I have found in my years, over the years, I've had 14 Range Rovers, I think. And I remember going to look at a piece of property in a nearby community, and a woman was in there with a Mercedes four-wheel drive. She got stuck in the mud, and I just took a rope on her and pulled her out. I never, ever got stuck in a Range Rover, ever.
No, they don't get stuck.
The only
really
time
don't.
I got into a problem was when I tried to drive it over a snowbank that was ice, and it got hung up, and so there was no traction. It couldn't get. It was just in the air. So that didn't work. I had to pull myself off of the tractor. But other than that, never got stuck with one of those things.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I looked at it going, oh, come on. Yeah. But yeah, they don't. I mean, that guy got stuck because he got stuck between two big boulders.
You know, I'm thinking I have an idea here. Taylor Ryder, who's supposed to be with us today, did he get a note that said he's supposed to be on June 2nd? Is that way? I'm just thinking because...
No. June 1st.
Normally,
yeah, I looked at my calendar wrong.
All right,
when I sent you guys the email, but because Zach had talked to the person and actually had backup numbers too.
All right, so anyway, that's too bad.
Backup numbers.
Not there. That's all right. We move ahead with a thought on motivation. What it is that, and again, what we're trying to do is we bring you the examples of these people and you hear what they're all about. And you go to the website, you see how hard they've worked. You can do that too. That's our point here. When I was talking about how you take medium-priced things and make them look so much better, there's an idea. You could look through almost any business. Lamps, for example, right? Picture frames. I mean, take a look around anything that's going on in your office, in your home. You can look at almost anything. A fax machine or a printer. there are printers. I have a printer in my office in Santa Monica. It cost me $30. I bought the thing 10 years ago. Still works. I bought a printer that cost $300. You think I get more than 2 months out of the damn thing?
No.
No. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It well, you know what those are, too. Those, are meant, those are meant not to last.
What, the ones that are $300 and the ones that are $30?
They'll give you a cheap one. They'll give, you can buy one that's cheap, but then they expect you to be using the ink forever, right?
No, the ink's crazy.
So they charge you for the ink. The ink is the ink is the profit center on a printer.
Yeah,
the ink. They can sell that below. They'll sell you the printer below cost.
Oh, yeah.
They know by the time you buy all the ink, you're going to have paid for that printer more a billion times over.
Yeah. All right. So I want to have us think about some of the cool inventions that have gotten somewhere. I am fascinated with solar energy. I find that it's so simple how they've built those panels and what's behind. They're very simple and very inexpensive, and yet they capture the sun's energy and they transfer it into a sort of generating process that sends that energy, that electricity, back down the line to whoever your provider is. So that concept has now been used to power an airplane. Did you know that? There's a solar plane.
Yeah, the one that's they just not crash landed, but
no,
it didn't have a problem about 8 hours in.
For a minute. Because of bad weather.
Bad weather in Japan.
Just taking a break.
But think about it. If you've seen pictures of this thing, how would you like to get up into a plane and go... the first leg was 5,000 miles from West Coast to Hawaii, I think, and then on to China, and then you take off and realize there's no fuel in the plane. Nothing. And you're flying 5,000 miles over the ocean and another 5,000 miles over the ocean to the next stop. And you have no energy other than what you're collecting on the wings from the sun. I mean, this takes a lot of chutzpah, but it also takes a great imagination. Somebody, and this is the point here, folks, somebody used their brain to say, okay, well, if we can get energy from the sun to propel all of the things that we have in our home, refrigerators, the heaters, lights, why can't we do the same thing for an airplane and have it be the power for the engines? So they spent a lot of money. It's called Solar Impulse 2. That's the name of the plane.
I mean, it's very cool, but I don't think it goes very fast, though, does it?
No, it didn't go too fast. But just think about it. I mean, what kind of courage does it take, or lunacy, to get into a plane that just has solar panels on the wings, take off from the West Coast, and fly to Hawaii? Who does that in their right mind?
I think it's incredible.
It really is. But you see, that's what I'm saying. There are all kinds of things that we're capable of figuring out. You got to attempt to do it, and when you do...
But why wouldn't you fly over some farm fields in Iowa first?
Well, I think that they did first.
The first journey was from California to New York City back in 2013. It took a full 105 hours, 41 minutes.
Yeah, it's just slow. It's like
4 days.
Yeah. Yeah, talking about rapid transference here.
No, you're not at all. I mean, you might even do better by just having a pedal propeller.
Yeah, but you see how silly we... the first time the Wright brothers' plane took off, it only went, 109 feet or something before it went down? And then it was better and better, and we've gotten to the point where we want to get into a jet, travel 550 miles an hour, and get to, or even something faster, get into a rocket ship, and let's go take a trip around the world in 90 minutes. That kind of stuff. But yet, if you go back to the basics, and this plane takes the basics, uses, it's really a wonderfully imaginative and creative thing, old style plane with new style power. That's really what it is.
This is a big glider.
Yeah, it's a glider.
It's very cool. I mean, you got to imagine, though, once somebody tries it and does it, then somebody's going to improve on that design.
Yep.
They're going to improve on a faster propeller. They're going to find some way to make that darn thing faster.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to that, I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm sure the military looks at this thinking, okay, hey, we could put a surveillance vehicle up in, 35,000 feet and let it just kind of float around up above the clouds and be up there for weeks.
Do you know what a great example of Yankee ingenuity is with the problems of water and the drought and that sort of thing in California? There's some clever guy or woman, maybe. I don't have the identity of the person. But they designed a pool because remember, because I live part-time in California, we're asked to reduce our consumption by 25%. So somebody went to the California Pool and Spa Association and put together an idea for what we can do to save water. And instead of saying you can't fill your pool, their idea is to sell more pools. Solve the drought, put in a pool. The bottom line is that the pool is a great receptacle for water. If it rains.
Well,
yeah, that's true. But also,
unless you're
going to
skateboard in it.
Yeah, a lot of
it evaporates.
Yeah.
I mean, like pools down here in Florida. I was always filling up because it would evaporate. I mean, it gets so hot.
Well, but they that's it. Instead of air conditioning and that sort of thing, that's what they use a lot. But they're using the pools instead of landscaping. So you put in a pool instead of having a lawn, you have to water all the time. We're talking about some pretty posh areas here. Beverly Hills, Santa Monica.
Rocks and stuff.
And you just leave it empty?
Yeah, well.
And put rocks, small rocks, right? I mean, that's what you've done here in Florida.
That's interesting you said that. Unfilled pools make excellent parks.
Skateboarding.
They're building parks in California, but they're building pools, but they're not putting any water in them because then they don't. They're waiting for when there is a time when there's enough water to go back to using it, and they will have the permanent. They have permanently fixed the problem by taking that space, using it for a hole to put water in when there's water aplenty.
If you build it, they will swim.
Apparently.
Is this like a little rain dance? Fill the pool and then it'll rain?
Well, you can imagine how many, the opportunity comes from people who think things through like that. I thought it was a pretty clever idea, frankly. Well, I may be the only one.
Okay.
It's 13, thank you for your support, Molly. 13 before the hour on My Cool Inventions.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals and over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents this week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck or exotic and gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished acacia. It's hard to find at other stores, but we've got it for $299. Plus, save as much as 45% on high-quality laminate and vinyl wood plank and get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top-quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/6/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with 4-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon. With gas prices at a 5-year low, Americans are falling in love with their cars again. But just because gas prices are low, you don't want to pay for something you're not getting. Here's Jeff Gordon.
Did you know you need extra room in your gas tank to allow gasoline to expand? Or that when you top off your tank, the extra gas can evaporate and cause damage to your vehicle's vapor collection system? With some pumps, you could end up paying for gas that doesn't even make it into your tank, as gasoline can get fed back into the station's tanks because your gas tank is full. Want to know the simplest tip of them all when it comes to your car and making your budget go further? Simply use the Bank of AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
For years, vending machines meant one thing, junk food. Not anymore. With today's government-mandated push for healthier foods, there is now unprecedented demand for healthy vending machines, creating millions of dollars in opportunity. We're Fresh Healthy Vending. Hospitals, schools, public facilities, and more have inundated us with requests for our vending machines, which is why we need you. We have procured thousands of high-revenue locations and are seeking people like you to jump on board. Ranked this year by Entrepreneur Magazine as the number one vending franchise. Enterprise and a recent recipient of Inc. Magazine's Fastest Growing Business Award, Fresh Healthy Vending currently has part and full-time business opportunities available in your area. Our industry-leading location procurement team will provide you with high-traffic locations contractually guaranteed to give you the best chance of success. Act fast to grab a share of a $47 billion industry. To receive 25% off franchise fees this month, visit readyforfresh.com now. Just use promo code 9595. That's readyforfresh.com, code 9595.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Good Day program. Greg Stebbin is normally our reporter, but he's on assignment, as they say. I don't know what he's on assignment doing, but it makes no difference. We still have plenty of technology news. Amazon is going to launch a private label food company. This company is getting into everything. And the reason that it's technology-oriented, obviously Amazon, it's the way you're going to order the food that makes it an interesting story. So that plus a lot of other technology news from all of us here on Good Day in a matter of moments.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Okay, so Amazon expanding the grocery business by broadening its private label brand Elements into food elements, food items. They will launch the Element brand by selling baby diaper wipes in December, which are sourced from a vendor.
Those don't sound delicious.
Yeah, well, food items. Amazing what you can get. You know, what this more than anything highlights is how much you get when you go to the food store. It isn't just a food store anymore. It's almost like going to the hardware store.
Yeah.
You, whether you go to the CVS, the Walgreens, some of the supposed pharmacy stores, the drug stores, you can buy anything in there. Go to a grocery store, and you can buy pretty much everything. I don't know whether that's because in Costco, they have their own brand of things. Walmart has, Target. That'd be a great news quiz. What's the private brand for Costco?
Anybody know?
What's Kirkland?
That's it. Good for you.
Oh. Yeah.
What's the Walmart private brand? Anybody know?
That's the Sam's.
No. No.
Made in China?
Like great something.
Great value. Good, Kenny.
Oh.
And Target's private label is?
I can't remember.
Up and Up.
Didn't know that.
No.
All right, I've never been to a Costco or a Walmart. Walmart.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
The great thing about going to Costco, I remember we went in
Costco's
there to
awesome.
Buy something last, it was glasses. We went in to buy a $40 pair of rims, you know, for glasses, because you can buy them cheap in Costco. In Costco. $400 later, and that's what happens when you go into those places, right? You go and you're going to get one thing, and then you walk up and down the aisles. It's very, well, they're so smart. They really are. Google launches Android Pay. Android Pay. I don't understand what Apple Pay.
It's like Apple Pay. It's,
I understand, but what I don't get what's the benefit of doing that? What am I missing here?
You don't have to carry around 15 credit cards. They can all be saved on your phone. You just wave.
So
your
it's
phone
like
up
going
against.
To the with people who get on the plane. You just show your whatever the app.
Yeah.
Bring up. You've got the
yeah,
code.
You open your boarding pass
and
you scan it. It's the same thing. It's a little bit more RFID where. You know those kind of key fobs that you just wave across the credit card swiper machine
yeah,
at the store?
Right. Yeah,
it's more like that.
I got it. Okay, so here's Samsung inventing touchless fingerprint readers for their mobile devices. How do you have your fingerprint if you don't touch the screen?
Just hold it
over it. Yeah.
Really?
That is freaky.
My God.
Imagine what people can do with that technology.
Yeah, that's
right. Stealing your fingerprints.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Apple has promised a software kit for better watch the Apple Watch, which is supposed to come out now in later this month, right?
No, it's out.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought they had a problem delivering.
No, I know somebody who's got one.
Really?
So there must be some of them.
Did you order one?
Me, no.
Yeah.
Probably won't.
Good.
It irked me to no end to spend $300 on something I wear on my wrist that changes in 8 months when the new one comes out.
Right.
But you have to sell it.
So I was going to give away one of them as a prize, but maybe I should wait.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.